يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن. You are listening to season 10 episode 16. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear sisters in Islam, on behalf of we here and we obey ladies only halaqa, once again we welcome you to the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi series. Inshallah, we are planning to look at hadith number 16 in today's podcast. This hadith is narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, a man said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, counsel me. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not become angry. The man repeated his request several times, and each time he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not become angry. This hadith is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, sisters. This hadith is one of the best examples to show the special character that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with, that is, concise speech. Another important lesson we learn from this very hadith is that the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those are the pioneers of Islam, sisters. Nothing prevented them from coming to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for counseling or advice. Subhanallah, they wanted to correct themselves. They wanted to correct their shortcomings and wanted to become closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So whenever a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to him for counseling, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give the advice which was more appropriate for that particular person. We don't have that privilege, subhanallah. We can't go to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice. But we have plenty of such examples that can suit our personal character, subhanallah. Advices that each and every one of us need. What we must do is to learn them, sisters. We have to learn them. We have to practice them. And also we have to pass it to other sisters. Perhaps this particular advice of don't become angry suits every single one of us, with no exception. As human beings, we tend to get angry for every single thing, which causes greater harm in our lives. Subhanallah, we try to look at them and regret about our actions later on in our lives. Anger is one of the evil whispers of shaitan, which leads to so many evils and tragedies. For this reason, Islam has a great deal to say about this bad characteristic. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described cures for this disease and ways to limit its effect. Subhanallah. Let me tell you about the very first one. The very first one is to seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Sulaiman ibn Sadr said, I was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and two men were slandering one another. One of them was red in the face, and the veins on his neck were standing out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know a word which, if he were to say it, what he feels would go away. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, what he feels, that is, his anger, would go away. And this hadith is recorded by Al-Bukhari. The angry person loses self-control and could utter words of kufr or disbelief or curses or the words of divorce, which is very common in our society nowadays, subhanallah, which would destroy homes, or words of slander which would bring him the enmity and hatred of others. So in short, keeping silent is the solution which helps one to avoid all that. So that brings us to the second way. The second way to control our anger is to keep silent. When one is angry, he usually makes the situation worse by the words that come out of his mouth while in a state of anger. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you becomes angry, let him keep silent. Subhanallah, what a precious advice. Thirdly, He sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us not to move from where we are when we get angry. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if any one of you becomes angry and he is standing, let him sit down, so his anger will go away. If it does not go away, let him lie down. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the stronger man is not the one who can overpower others in wrestling. Rather, the strong man is the one who controls himself when he gets angry. Fourthly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given glad tidings to those who give up arguments, which are the effects of anger. It is recorded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I guarantee a house in Jannah for one who gives up arguing, even if he is in the right. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is promising Jannah for those who give up their arguments, even if they are in the right. Allahu Akbar. Not only that, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, mentions about those who control their anger. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes whom Allah loves in the series of verses, He subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who control their anger in surah number 3, verse number 134. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْلَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger, and who pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good. Subhanallah. So far, alhamdulillah, we spoke about anger, its effects, and how we should control it, and the merits of controlling one's anger, etc. So, does that mean we should never get angry, sisters? Does that mean angry is purely a bad and evil character? For the answer, we have enough examples from the life of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With respect to anger, people have a tendency to go to extremes. And as in almost all cases, both extremes are wrong. Some people get angry over the pettiest matters for which there is no call for a Muslim to get angry about. On the other hand, others do not get angry when there is a real reason for anger, a reason that is sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people do not seem to realize that not all the anger is blameworthy. There is some anger that is praiseworthy. Did I mention something like praiseworthy anger? Yes, I did, sisters. This praiseworthy anger is the anger that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. This is the anger that comes about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teachings are ignored or treated with disdain. In fact, if a person has true belief, he must demonstrate this anger. It is inconceivable that a person could witness the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being ignored, sometimes even ridiculed, and he feels nothing inside. This would truly be a sign of a diseased heart. Subhanallah. Even nowadays, we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is insulted by drawing cartoons. These acts that are done in the name of freedom of speech are nothing but to provoke the Muslims. They know how much a Muslim loves our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They know for sure that we love him sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than ourselves and more than our families. This is not new, and it happened even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive. The major issue that we should focus, the major issue that we should consider is how to deal with this kind of anger. The means to show the anger is not violent way, sisters. How we should demonstrate our anger should follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to follow his example in everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became angry when he was told about the imam who was putting people off the prayer by making it too long. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw a curtain with pictures of animated creatures in Aisha radiallahu anha's house, he got angry. When Usama spoke to him about Makhzoomi woman who had been convicted of theft, and he said, "Do you seek to intervene concerning one of the punishments prescribed by Allah?" When he was asked questions that he disliked and so on, his anger was purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to go back to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and study them. We have to understand how sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated his anger. A Muslim must realize the petty nature of most of the things that he gets angry about. He must weigh getting angry with pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will keep him from getting angry. A Muslim must remain away from those things that usually lead him to get angry. A Muslim must not act upon his anger when he gets angry. Instead, he should follow those means that will extinguish his anger. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's podcast. Inshallah, I'm hoping to meet you all with another hadith next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.